Noisebox. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noisebox can be found at noisebox.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. You know, past few days, I've been looking at the news. I noticed one thing. A lot of the news stories seem to have some sort of anti-slant, you know, whether it's, what I mean by anti-slant is that most of the stories are against someone being mad or being upset with someone else for what they perceive is some sort of a wrongdoing, right? The one about the Starbucks holiday cups is pretty much trolling of the first degree, because apparently no one was really upset about the cups until somebody started saying, hey, people are upset about the cups, and people were upset about that. So it's just this, I hate to say it, like this culture of outrage, because that sort of mitigates people's feelings. You know, people are upset, right? So it's not my place to say that it's unwarranted, because I'm one of those people who believe that if you're upset about something, you're upset about it. You have every right to be upset. You know, I do not believe that just because I find something to not be a big deal, that it's not a big deal. All right, that's just not how things go. All right, there's a meme going around, basically saying that everybody you meet is fighting their own battles. You know, it just says be kind. Pretty much that's what it has to be. Unfortunately, there's way too much money to be made in not being kind. There's way too much money in keeping our society fractured the way it is. And I know that some people are going to say, you know, that, you know, this is America, and that Americans have this sort of all righty then. Yeah, I'm driving. There's this car behind me, right? And this asshole is like right up on my bumper, right? And so I could go faster. I probably should have gone faster, but I'm not going to go any faster. And so finally, this guy decides to go around me, and it turns out that he is in law enforcement. Looks like he's a sheriff. But that's okay, because he's no longer behind me. oh, God. I have to wonder, did he see my brakes being out? It's a good thing we didn't come to a stop somewhere, huh? Anyway, it's not just America, because I do pay attention. I don't pay close attention. I don't scrutinize foreign stories, you know, foreign stories, stories that happen outside of America, but I am aware of some of them, you know. Last night I had halal tacos and it was good. I just drove past the taco place. But it's something that's out there. It's pervasive. And like I said, it's all about money. There's money to be made in keeping people divided. You know, whether you're so-called liberal or you're so-called conservative. At the end of the day, we all want the same thing, and that's for, you know, for us to prosper and for those that we love to prosper. It's as simple as that. You know, the way we want to go about doing it is not even really all that different. That's one thing that I just don't understand. You know, this was years ago, right, when they were talking about the Affordable Care Act, which certain conservative pundits decided to call Obamacare as if it was a pejorative, and then it turns out that, you know, then that became the name, and now people are just like, oh yeah, okay. So now he's forever going to be associated with something that they don't like, but which is actually turning out to be rather successful. But anyway, back when they were arguing about it, right? You know, one side was saying that they wanted, you know, was it tort reform? And others were saying that they wanted, I can't remember what it was, but there was some argument. And my whole thing was, well, why can't we try both? Why can't we do tort reform or you know, as well as being able to buy, I think it was insurance across the borders, right? I can't remember which one it was, but it was something like that. But it was, one side was saying one thing, the other side was saying the other. And I'm thinking, why can't we try both? You know? I don't know. But anyway, there was, I think Camille Paglia, she's an author of some sort. She's one of those women who, one of those people, not just women, but one of those people whose name I have heard before. And who, and I've read some quotes by her every now and then. But I've never read any of her work. I do not know exactly what it is she's known for. But a couple of months ago, she did an interview. I want to say it was like with Salon, or Salon was reporting on this interview, something like that. But she was basically saying, and I'm going to boil this down because I'm not going to try and quote her, but basically she was saying that the problem with liberals nowadays is that they're too close-minded. Right? Now, first off, that sounds, as soon as I read that part, I was like, okay, this sounds like something that that Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity would say, you know? And then sure enough, she said that what the liberals need to do is expand their worldview and to actually pay attention to what conservatives are saying, you know, to look at, you know, Fox News. And I think she even mentioned Bill O'Reilly, just to see what they're talking about and to be able to look at things from both sides. And so I was like, maybe she has a point. So I started listening to, I don't have time to watch TV, watch these fools in real time. What I do is I listen to podcasts, and I have them on double speed so I can get through them. And so I got the podcast for Bill O'Reilly's The O'Reilly Factor, Morning Joe, and I already listened to Young Turks. And, you know, and the whole thing basically was to see so that I could have somebody who's, you know, really, you know, in the media, because I know their podcasts are a lot more extreme on both ends, but mainstream conservatives, mainstream moderates, allegedly, and progressives, you know, because I will tell you, my politics lean more towards progressive than anything. But I just want to give these guys, you know, like she said, the benefit of the doubt to see what they have to say. And I've noticed, and as I'm listening to stuff, one thing that I really notice is all of it is punditry. All of it is supposed to be punditry. So there's supposed to be some opinion in it. But, man, oh, man. all three shows speak as if they're presenting facts, you know, and there may be one fact nestled in like a lot of opinion, you know. And this is not one of those things where all sides do it. No, I had to drop one of those shows simply because there were blatant untruths being told. You know, this wasn't like opinion masquerading as fact. This was just flat out untruth. This was like, if five people say one thing and a sixth says something totally different, yeah, it is possible that those first five have all drank the same Kool-Aid, but it's also very possible that number six is full of horse shit and shouldn't be trusted. So that's all I'm gonna say about that. But it really got me thinking on why there's some of these people out here who just absolutely despise Black Lives Matter. You know, and I was thinking about that today as I was brushing my teeth, actually. It occurred to me there are a lot of politicians who have gotten us to this point. What they do is they will name, laws, you know, but there'll be laws in the books that are the exact opposite of what they are intended for, you know, or there will be, political groups that are actually trying to achieve the exact opposite of what their name is. You know, it'll be something like, shit, and I have to make something up because I don't know. The Fairness in Internet Gambling Act, okay? Which on the surface, you know, that title makes it sound like, okay, there's internet gambling and they want to make it fair for all involved, for the internet sites, for the non-internet sites, and for the customer. When actually, what something like that would be is a shopping list for brick and mortar casinos to have to regulate internet gambling, you know, internet poker, internet casinos, pretty much out of business. You know, stuff like that. And now, like I said, that's just off the top of my head. I don't even know why I thought of internet gambling. I don't internet gamble. But, you know, it's something like that. They'll do something like that, right? Or there'll be and this is another one. I don't know if this is real, but the Citizens for a Healthy Earth will actually go out of their way to make sure that there aren't, stringent rules being applied by the EPA, which are going to, and I've seen stuff like this before, which will interfere in any kind of cleanup acts. You know, if there's a problem, then this act will make sure that the government can't get involved with private industry who's trying to, they can't dictate how things are going to get cleaned up. Which, of course, let's face it, if somebody's going to spill something, chances are they don't want government looking over their shoulder anyway. So when you have this doublespeak, this sort of bizarro universe where they say one thing and they mean something else, they're looking for, you know, and people are used to this and people, you know, make money off of something like this. Then what they do is they see something and they don't take it as face value. They say, okay, Since what I do is I will name things that are exact opposite, they must be naming things as the exact opposite. So when you say something like Black Lives Matter, what you're saying is that white lives don't matter, which is not what's being said. You know, so that's why I always think it's funny when they say all lives matter. What they're saying is, no, all lives don't matter, but they don't see the inherent irony in it. And so that just, I don't know, this is just things that I've been just been seeing on the news. The thing in Missouri has been called fascism, and, you know, people are whining. And the thing is when, you know, I've seen the reports of these racist acts, and I, you know, down in Missouri, before things got involved, you know, when the one guy went on a hunger strike, that's when I really started to pay attention. Because, you know, you hear about something in Missouri, and you know, I will say this is my own northern biases showing through, but, you know, I was just like, okay, well, this is Missouri, what do people expect, right? I apologize to Missouri. And then when the kid went on hunger strike, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what the fuck? You know, hunger strikes really, I don't know, they've always attracted my attention. Going back to, what's his name? Oh, God. Bobby Mays, who was on strike for the IRA back in the 70s. I think it was his name. Or maybe it was Mays Prison. I can't remember. But anyway. I read about that, and I was like, oh, yo, what the hell's going on down there? And that's when I read a little bit more, and I read what these grievances were. And then when when the football team said that they weren't going to play, no, not even all the football team, but 26 members of the football team, all black, I thought to myself, yeah, now things are going to change. Now they're going to get some change. And not only did they get some change, but that's when it became a national story. You know, anyway, but you can kind of see that, because as some DJ, because I rarely listen to the radio, but for some reason I had the radio and they were talking about it, and the DJ said, yeah, that's how you got to hit them, in the pocketbook. And let's face it, that's exactly what happened. Anyway, I know I'm just starting to ramble now, but anyway, thank you for listening.